Close your eyes and watch your breath. That's all you have to watch right now. Of course, you have to watch the mind as well. Make sure it doesn't go falling off after its thoughts. Not that thoughts are always a bad thing, but right now they're not what you want. You have to be able to turn them off when you don't need them, so they don't just run rampant all over your mind and use up your energy for times when you really do need to think. It's like a knife. You want to keep it well sharpened, and when you're not using it, you put it away, you sharpen it, you oil it, make sure it stays in good condition so that when you need it, it's there and it's sharp, ready to cut right through any obstacles. It's the same way with your thinking. You spend the whole day just letting the mind wander around. It's like a knife that you keep on using and using and using, and you never sharpen it. It just gets dull. And then when you really need to use it, it won't cut through anything. So the mind needs its time to rest. Okay, think about just one thing. Think about the breath. That's like sharpening the knife. Because the breath is right here. You don't have to make up any thought worlds to be with it. It's just right here, the sensation of the breath coming in, going out. You need to let the breath be comfortable. If you're going to do any thinking about comfortable breathing, what would feel really good all the way down to your toes? Think of the breath energy, which is there in the nervous system, going all the way down to your toes each time you breathe in, each time you breathe out. You find that it's refreshing for the body. And when the mind has a large sense of the body like this, it can relax. It's not squeezed into one little spot. At the same time, it's not wandering all over the place. It's just right. The mind is just right for the body. The body is just right for the mind. This is how you heal the mind. To make another analogy, the mind has its diseases: greed, aversion, delusion. These things can come in and infect the mind at any time unless you build up your resistance. So when we're meditating, we're building up the resistance so the diseases don't come in quite so much as they used to. In the meantime, it heals the scars and the wounds from our old greed, aversion, and delusion. So meditation is medicine for the mind. At the same time, on the other hand, if you think of the mind as a knife and the thinking, okay, it's sharpening for the mind as well. Lots of different ways you can think about the meditation. You realize it's a good thing. It's a skill you should try to develop every day, because the mind can wound itself every day. It can give in to greed for hours and hours at a time. Aversion, anger. And don't think it doesn't leave scars on the mind. So when you meditate, you heal them. And then you realize you don't want to just be harming yourself and then healing yourself. You want to find something that prevents the damage to begin with. That's when you use the meditation to start looking into the mind to understand what's going on. And that's where you need the sharp knife. It's like a surgeon probing into a piece of the body where there's been a cancer or something's been wrong. You've got to get it out. So you learn how to develop both the stillness and the thinking. When they work together, they can cure all kinds of disease and prevent all kinds of diseases in the mind. And when the mind isn't diseased, okay, then whatever happens to the body, whatever happens to the world around you is not nearly the problem it was before. This is why this skill is so important. It's so basic to any sense of well-being as you go through life.